hello there, listener. Of course, you're too narcissistic to say hello back. I don't need you. I've got plenty of great people in my life. There's you, obviously. I think that's about it, actually. But hey, porn's great these days. This is the Drudge Report for the 8th of May 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I swear to God, but this podcast is rated T for teen. Today's hearings on the Benghazi terror attack of September 11, 2012 will feature whistleblowers expected to provide information supporting claims that the Obama administration failed to provide adequate security to US diplomats in Libya, declined to intervene once the attacks began, and attempted to cover up what happened by concocting a story about the anti-Islam video. As per usual, real accountability is only secondary to the drama. Nothing will come of this, as time and time has shown again. In a world where lies and cover-up have become an international standard, the most you can pray for is a bit of Hillary's cleavage. According to Reader's Digest Trust poll of the 100 most trusted people in America, Tom Hanks came in at number one. In fact, the top 10 of the list mostly comprised of actors. Yes, because obviously we can trust a bunch of people who get paid millions of dollars to play false characters in front of a worldwide audience. Which reminds me, where was Obama? A 105-year-old Texan woman has revealed the secret to her longevity, precisely bacon, which she eats every day. I can see myself living to 105, of course losing my consciousness well before then from years of hard masturbation. The mother of seven has outlived three of her kids, as well as her husband. I think it's fair to say that it's time for the bitch to die. No offense, Granny, but with an ass like that, bacon ain't gonna fulfill your life as an insecure online Tumblr whore. Oh, how my generation is screwed. An independent Russian polling agency whose research has charted the falling popularity of President Vladimir Putin has been searched by prosecutors alleging links to foreign sponsors. Hey, Poot Dog, don't hate the player, hate the game. Maybe you should do something real indie to bolster your support, like, say, actually be a good leader. Now, there's something you don't hear about in the news very often. I mean, it can't be that hard. Let's start by opening your eyes first. I'm sure all the drug addicts and delinquents in your country would appreciate the support. A suburban teacher has died after choking on a hot dog at a game Sunday at Wrigley Field. Not only have you failed as a woman, but of all the long things I've shoved down my throat, I'm yet to die from my fetishes. Try swallowing next time, pun intended. Residents of a Houston neighborhood are being warned to stay away from giant African land snails after a woman found one in her garden. Deadly because they can carry meningitis. Just because I have AIDS doesn't mean I'm a threat as well. Of course, until I sexually assault you in my usual uncontrolled Julius Reed fashion. Giant snails have been known to grow more than 8 inches and weigh up to a pound. Or is that a black man's penis? With the amount of gay porn I've been watching, it's really hard to tell. The US Air Force has disciplined 17 launch officers at a nuclear missile base in North Dakota over what a commander called rot in the force and a compromise in safety. Well, it couldn't be any worse than in North Korea. At least we can afford a big red button. They're still using the archaic Chinese whispers method. That's why none of their nuclear threats mean anything, because by the time the message reaches the panel operator, the original message of "launch the nukes" becomes "help me, I'm a starving North Korean." The officer's missile launch skills were rated marginal, which is equivalent to a D grade. That's an Asian fail, mate. I'll see your demise at weekend tutoring. France has reported its first case of a new SARS-like virus emerging from the Middle East from a person recently returned from the United Arab Emirates. Needless to say, it's because most Arabs aren't good Christians. I mean, if they just believed in the right God, none of this would happen. I mean, what would Jesus say? Well, duh, they don't even speak the same language, so what does it matter? Oh, right. SARS bad, humans good, journalism, yay! Up to 40% of patients with chronic back pain could be cured with a course of antibiotics rather than surgery, in a medical breakthrough that one spinal surgeon says is worthy of a Nobel Prize. Oh, come on, human race. Most common ailments are a byproduct of the Western lifestyle. Sit less, stop eating crap. Then maybe we won't need to spend all this time catering towards the dumbed-down majority. Supply and demand is a doppel bitch, but the Reed can't argue. At the rough price of £114, I guess these antibiotics are a sign of relief for those who can't control themselves. The US Census Bureau estimates 1.7 million married couples in the US choose to live apart, and experts say that number is on the rise. Skype sex just isn't the same when you've secretly got hardcore porn playing on in the background, because your wife of 20 years no longer has the curves to make you luscious. I guess that's not a bad thing, though. Take it from someone who's never kissed a girl. Al Gore said that there's no such thing as ethical oil. The possible hypocrisy of that statement is so large that I may have to explode. But don't worry, because apparently combustion is also unethical, so I just plan to decompose over the coming months. Gun crime has plunged in the United States since its peak in the middle of the 1990s, yet in a newly released survey from the Pew Research Center, more than half believe gun crime has risen. Oh, you poor sheeple. The number of gun killings dropped 39% between 1993 and 2011, with gun fatalities falling 69%. The media machine is well and running. With just a little more lube, the people won't even begin to question the penetration. This has been the Drudge Report for the 8th of May 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and everything I say is not a joke, although let's consider the 110% possibility that I may be lying.